Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope you are as excited as I am because we made it, alhamdulillah. For 30 days, we have created an international circle of love and remembrance, all in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you, my friend, are the reason why this all happened. I pray that as you grow, you will come to realize that by just being you, a person who is true to themselves and who is kind to their neighbor, be that people, plants, or animals, you have made our Muslim community a better place. I pray that the sun shines on everything that you do and that you will always believe in your heart that there are so many people around the world praying for you. Today is our last episode, so let's get started with our Ramadan Circle Time intentions. I would love it if you could say them out loud with me. My intention today is to gather with you in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Now let's get those happy thoughts going by remembering the one good thing that happened yesterday. Think of yours while I tell you mine. So yesterday, the weather was incredible where I live, and we spent most of the day running through the sprinklers. Now take 5 seconds to think of your good thing. I'll wait. Wonderful! Today's story is about an ant and a grasshopper. Once upon a time, there was an ant and a grasshopper who lived in a garden. The ant was always working day and night, collecting food from all corners of the garden and taking it back to its home to store. The grasshopper, on the other hand, loved to relax and chill and sing and sleep. Every time the grasshopper would see the ant working, he would tell the ant to just relax and enjoy the sun. But the ant refused. "I must make hay while the sun shines," the ant would reply. And so the days passed, and all summer the ant worked hard collecting food while the grasshopper would relax and sleep. It soon became winter, and the ants crawled into their chambers ready for the cold days and nights to come. They had collected so much food that they had no need to leave anymore. The grasshopper, on the other hand, was freezing outside and could not find anything growing in the garden anymore. He jumped to the ant's chamber and said, "Dear friend, can you please spare me some food? I have nothing to eat all winter." The ants were not impressed. "All summer we have worked to save food for the winter, and you simply relaxed in the sun. I think there's a lesson to be learned here for you." The grasshopper didn't know what to say, so he just walked away, knowing full well that he did not put any effort into preparing for the winter. Let's think about this. Like the ant, the days that we have are chances for us to prepare for this life and the next. Let's fill our days with good deeds, kind words, love for others, and prayer. Take some time today to talk to someone you trust about how they spent the last days of Ramadan. What would they change or keep? Friends, I need to tell you this. You have filled my heart with so much joy. I looked forward to talking with you every day. This is not goodbye forever, but it is goodbye for our Ramadan circle time. Again, I pray that the sun shines on everything that you do. Salaamu Alaikum. We will meet again, inshallah.